kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sinasabing ang Pasko ay higit para sa mga bata, kaya't mahalagang maramdaman nila ang saya ng pagdiriwang. Dahil dito, ang mga kabataan sa Australia na walang pamilya, kapos sa buhay, at mga miyembro ng Police Community Youth Club o PCYC sa Redfern ang naging benepisyaryo ng itinayong Tree of Friendship sa pangunguna ng Vice Chairperson ng Peace Building Group ng Rotary Club of Sydney na si Kyla Cruz.
Maraming salamat, Ed, sa nandito kayo ngayon. Andito kami sa Market City Shopping Center at ni-launch lang namin kasama ang ating Deputy Lord Mayor na si Robert Kwok ng ating Tree of Friendship. So ang Tree of Friendship ay isang Christmas tree para sa mga kabataan na 6 to 12 ay makakaranas pa rin ng feeling of festivity. So, ito po ay nandito para mangolekta ng mga regalo para sa mga beneficiary namin, Bear Cottage, PCYC Redfern, and also RPA Pediatrics. So, we are promoting inclusivity and connectivity. So, para sa mga kababayan natin, bisita na kayo dito, mag-iwan na kayo ng mga regalo, alika na at magkaisa tayong lahat.
Tatagal ito ng hanggang katapusan ng Disyembre at kada linggo, inihahatid ang mga naiipong regalo sa mga benepisyaryo. Isa sa mga sumuporta sa gawain si Councillor Linda Scott ng Sydney City Council.
It's wonderful to join with Kayla and the Filipino and multicultural City of Sydney community to today cut the ribbon and open this very special giving tree. Rotary and all our multicultural communities here in the City of Sydney want to support each other as we come into the holiday season. We know that it's a very difficult time globally, and as we come into the holiday season, thinking locally, providing gifts under this giving tree here in Market City really can make a difference directly to not only our local community, but hopefully inspire others around the world to think more of peace at this very challenging time. So it's wonderful to be here today with Kayla, with Rotary and with the Haymarket community to encourage our community to provide small gifts, think locally, but it has global ramifications.
Isa naman sa mga kabataang dating natulungan ng PCYC Redfern si Matt Yililang Gordon, na ngayon ay isa na sa mga club managers na tumutulong sa mga kabataan sa mga programang pang-sports, arts at Aboriginal culture.
I'm at PCYC, so there, this is just an amazing initiative to start with Kayla and stuff like that. Our kids benefit from being able to have presents. Most years our kids don't have presents, food or anything like that, so to be able to get any donations or anything like this is simply amazing, and it's just a gift in itself.
Aniya, malaking bagay para sa mga bata ang matatanggap na regalo ngayong Pasko.
It's really beautiful, and I can't wait in the next couple of weeks to bring a bunch of our kids through here and to sort of see what it's like to do the Santa stuff and sit on not sit on his lap, but hopefully get some gifts and stuff like that. But yeah, look, guys, if there's anyone out there that just is willing to give anything they have, they absolutely love rugby league. They love sport. They love sport in general. Game, sport, anything like that, guys. A lot of these kids are really less fortunate with socks and shoes and all of that sort of stuff. So that stuff will be super beneficial. Look, these kids are not fussed with what they get. They're happy with just a present, just presents in general. For us to be able to wrap a present up and give it to them as a gift for Christmas, they walk past our club and it's under their tree, their name under a gift, something that you guys have been able to donate. Like I said, I want to be able to capture that moment for these kids because it's beautiful.
Nagbigay din ng suporta ang ilang Filipino community leaders sa inisyatibong ito, tulad ng manunulat at radio broadcaster na si Violi Calvert.
Yeah, napakagandang initiative talaga ito. Nakakatuba naman ng puso dahil ang mga kasapi ng PCYC ay very appreciative sila. At ang panahon ng Pasko ay ang panahon ng pagbibigay. Wika nga, ng kung anumang blessings na mayroon tayo, kahit maliit lamang, ay malaki sa kanilang, sa kanilang puso.
Hinihikayat din ng Rotarian at Pangulo ng Filipino Sports, Arts and Recreational Club o PhilSpark na si Len Puzon ang mga kapwa Pilipino na makiisa sa pagbabahagi ng biyaya sa mga bata ngayong holiday season.
Christmas is giving, so we really need to be in the spirit. So sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin at sa iba nating mga ka-komunidad. Sana suportahan nila si Miss Kay. Magandang initiative siya para sa mga batang, alam mo na, na hindi naman pinalad din, you know. So, kailangan natin silang suportahan. Pag naramdaman nila na importante sila, you know, you never know what it does to them. Bigyan lang natin sila ng kaunting pagmamahal by means of giving something, you know. Kahit anong ibigay natin sa kanila, when they receive it, they know it came from the heart.
Para sa mga nagtayo ng Tree of Friendship, hindi matutumbasan ang ligayang ibinabalik ng pagbibigay sa mga batang umaasa na maambunan ng mga biyayang gamit at laruan ngayong panahon ng Pasko. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.